Welcome to the Tripod Super Bowl preview. Well done, NFL. We didn't miss a single game. We got here, got to the finish line, and we've got an all-time Super Bowl coming up in a couple of days. I'm not going to go utterly in-depth into this game. You guys know there is that much Super Bowl content out there, people examining every aspect, X's and O's, but I have looked at this game long and hard. I want to explain to you the most important points to me. Obviously, talk about the line, the total. I do have multiple best bets. Touch on MVP. I'll touch on the situation of hedge versus cash out versus ride on anyone who's on Chiefs overall Super Bowl at 850 future play. Props discussion. I've got a bonus prop from Matt, Nettie, and one from me. But first of all, I just want to say thank you guys for everyone who has tuned in throughout this season for our NFL content. To go 56% on best bets for a whole season, to be up 78 units on multis. Look, it could have been better here and there, a couple of near misses, that's punting. But overall, I am really proud of those results. And shout out to Alex too, because he was involved for the first half of this season as well. I have one more pod this month, so that is the Wide World of Punting, episode 16. It's the season finale of Wide World of Punting, and that will include a Super Bowl recap. If you're interested, it's going to include a very special guest that I know you guys will enjoy, and it will include one more bet of the week. And then I'm out for about 3 weeks before NRL 2021. So just to keep you guys informed, but first, let's jump into Super Bowl 55. Of course, it's the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. They're favorites by 3 or 3.5, depending on where you look. In Tampa Bay, against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the total is 56. Let me start straight away by saying why I can't play the Bucs at +3.5. And if you are playing the Bucs, I suggest 3.5. That's the best line available. It's $1.81 on Sportsbet. It's $1.80 on Bet365 or Unibet. Obviously, you can play +3, but I think that half point is probably worth about 20 cents there. Look, the narrative is that since their bye, which was with about a month to go in the season, I think they had a week 13 bye, as late as you can have it in the year, they've been unstoppable. And I'll bring up their results now. So they had a win against the Vikings by about 12. They won in Atlanta, which was a very close win. They destroyed a miserable Lions, and then they destroyed Atlanta in the final week of the season. Then in the playoffs, played a tough game against Washington. And before I look at the last two games they've played, let's just go back and review all those games. Like, did they beat anybody impressive in that? If you want to go back to the Vikings win, the Vikings were in the playoff hunt, but the Vikings shot themselves in the foot so badly. That game was in Tampa, and Tampa were off a bye, so great spot for Tampa. And if Vikings kicker didn't miss like 4 kicks, it would have been a much closer game. The Atlanta game, they were lucky to pull out. And as I say, like, the Lions were just absolutely shot ducks at that point. Atlanta week 17 was not much better. Washington was a close game. And then again, I don't want to take away from the Bucs, because if you guys want to go back and listen to the week 15 pod, the Buccaneers were coming off a 38-3 loss to the Saints. They had lost to the Rams. They had lost to the Chiefs all in the previous month. And you go back and play the tape, and I said, I will not be surprised if the Bucs make the Super Bowl. So I've always admired this Bucs team and respected them, but I did bet against them the last 2 weeks of the playoffs in the divisional round and the conference title. Remember that game against the Saints? Yes, they won by 10 points in New Orleans. Yes, they deserved to win, but they were flattered a bit by 4-0 turnover margin. And even last week against the Packers, like, I don't want to take anything away from them, but that free seven points they got right at the end of the first half pretty much is the difference in the game. My point is just it was a close game, close win. They've had a bit of fortune with these key moments or turnovers, but very deserving to be in the Super Bowl. Here's the other problem. If you look back at all these recent results, they've scored a lot of points, but again, some of them's coming off turnovers, some of them's coming against like feeble opposition, and this whole narrative is that Brady's the GOAT and that you can't bet against Brady. And just one point on that, because I know, like, you know, if they score a touchdown or two in a row in the Super Bowl, obviously if they win the game, I know how many comments are going to flood through. You don't bet against the GOAT. Tampa Bay, $2.50 to win. Tampa Bay +3.5 was free money. You bet on the GOAT. My question to all those guys who write that is, can you guys show me your 20-1 tickets you got on Tampa Bay to win the Super Bowl? Because if you really think Brady can't be beaten in the playoffs, you would have backed Tampa Bay at 20-1. And if you're going to say, I didn't know how good the rest of the team would be, didn't know if they'd make the playoffs, I mean, even once Tampa Bay made the playoffs, they were still double-digit odds. So that's my only thing, is if people, you know, reckon it's that simple, you just pick Tom Brady every week, then you should have got those really juicy odds of like 10, 20. They were even 30 to 1 during the year because I think they started the season just 6-5 before they got it together. So I'm not going to take anything away from Tampa Bay, but are they unstoppable? No, I don't believe so. I think they've had inflated results in the last couple of months, and I think this narrative is actually getting out of control, that people are saying everything that Brady's done in his career is like represents how good he is right now. He's still really good, but he's not the best quarterback on the planet. That is actually Pat Mahomes, who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. So am I laying the three with Kansas City as a best bet? No, I'm not. And here's why. We got a superhuman quarterback in Mahomes, as I said. He's still a little injured. This turf toe, everyone was talking about it 2 weeks ago. And because they won and he played well, no one's talking about it now. But like, I saw him, he only had one legitimate rushing attempt in that game. He looked gimpy on that toe. So I think it hampers him. They've got arguably the best wide receiver in the league in Hill, the best tight end in the league in Kelce. And I mean, I'd throw Davante Adams, George Kittle into those arguments. But right now, with form, with the synergy they've got with Pat Mahomes, with the play calling they've got with Andy Reid, these are the best players in the world at their position. And, you know, they've also got the playoff experience. We saw what they've done this year. We saw what they did last year, obviously winning the Super Bowl. In my mind, Pat Mahomes is far, far better than Tom Brady, where I think from what I'm hearing in the general media consensus is that it's like a pretty fair matchup. And that's why I think you don't get value with Tampa Bay betting on Brady, because I actually think he's overrated just this season in terms of like his ability to win a game. You look even last game, he threw 3 intercepts in the second half, but his team still wins. So that's my opinion in terms of the quarterback matchup, and that's where you start usually looking at a game. Like, these players influence the result like more than any others. But admittedly, the Chiefs offensive line is really beat up, really depleted right now, whereas the Buccaneers O-line is like rock solid. So I do feel that brings the performance of these two quarterbacks together. Another thing I want to talk about, I haven't heard like a great amount of comparisons done to last year's Super Bowl, but when I look at this Super Bowl, Bucks-Chiefs, like it reminds me a lot of last year. So let's start with the Chiefs. They're close to the same team. I mean, the argument is whether the Chiefs were better last year or this year. I mean, this year they've got the more big game experience, they're more proven. Last year they didn't have the O-line injuries. So I think they're probably very similar this year. I think if anything, with the Mahomes toe and the O-line, they might be a hair less formidable than they were a year ago, but they also were a lot more underrated last year before they kind of proved themselves. Let's look at the Bucks. They do remind me a lot of San Francisco last year. I mean, the Bucks come in with a top 5 defense in the league. The 49ers were the same. 49ers early last season was probably best defense in the league, but a couple of injuries pulled them back. So I think it's a very fair comparison. Both teams had really good front fours, could generate pressure on the quarterback. And we saw that troubled Mahomes a lot in the Super Bowl last year for the first three and a half quarters. Other comparisons, both the teams that Mahomes has faced in the last two Super Bowls have former Patriots quarterbacks, Garoppolo last year, Brady this year. It would be very easy for most people to say, oh, the Bucks clearly have a better offense than last year's 49ers. But I would just remind people, you go back and watch the 49ers on offense last year, like Shanahan's play calling, the way they were zone blocking, their rush offense really was hard to stop. So I actually think when I look at the Bucks this year versus the 49ers last year, I think they're on a really similar level. Maybe the Bucks are a shade better than the 49ers last year, but you had to respect how good San Francisco was last year. So basically, I boil it down. I've got Kansas City very similar to last year, maybe a tiny bit worse this year because of health. I've got the Bucks and the 49ers very similar to last year. Now, last year, I loved Kansas City in the Super Bowl, but they were minus one or pick 'em. This year, it's less favorable. And let's not forget, the game is in Tampa. So we've got like that advantage to Tampa. And I'll touch on that advantage. Look, it's not a full staunch Tampa crowd. 2 week lead up means it's not as much of a significant advantage in the prep with the travel time that they lose, that the Chiefs lose. And I will just say that gets negated a little bit by the fact, I believe, the Bucks played 3 straight road playoff games before the Super Bowl. The Chiefs played just 2 playoff games at home. So I think there's a tangible residual freshness to the Chiefs in that. But having said all that, it's still Tampa Bay, familiarity at home. And I'm basically, what I'm trying to say is, I'm less confident the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl today than I was a year ago. And yet the Chiefs are a bigger favorite this time round. That's why I don't see the value in the -3, because I'm less confident than last year. But gun to my head, if I have to make a play at $2 odds, which you can get, top sport $2 lines, I would play the Chiefs minus three. I still just think this team's historically great on offense, and I believe that they can game plan around the shortcomings they might have, and I do believe in that holy triumvirate that they have on offense that can make the difference. And I also think an underrated factor is the defensive playmakers that the Chiefs have. So I don't have a best bet on the side, but I do lean to the Chiefs, and I do think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, although I do think it's going to be a cracker of a game. I do have some best bets for you. Get ready. Here's three. Okay, I am going to take the best bet first half under 28.5 points, $1.83 on Unibet. I'm taking best bet the full match under 57, $1.83, also on Unibet. Next best you can get for that under 56.5, $1.88 on Sportsbet. And I'm taking the second half under 28.5, $1.88 on Ladbrokes and on Neds. Why do I like the unders? I mentioned Pat Mahomes. He's got that gimpy toe. I do think that slightly affects his mobility and rushing threat, which really was like a skeleton key that they used last year. I know that he'll obviously torch the Buccaneers last time these two teams met. I think the Buccaneers can game plan to take him away. And what that will do is open up the middle of the field, as we saw last week. You're going to get a lot more short passes by the Chiefs. Just keep moving the chains, but that also keeps the clock running. I think you're even going to see the Chiefs rush the ball a little bit more than usual. Speaking of rushing, the Chiefs are really bad against the run, and we know Tampa Bay loves to rush the ball. Rojo's getting a bit more healthy. We've got playoff Lenny. I think plenty of rushing attempts from the Bucs. I think they're going to be wanting to control time of possession and keep the ball on the ground and have joy doing that. You've got Tom Brady. Look, he doesn't scare me. I don't think Tom Brady's going to go out and light him up for 500 yards. If anything, I think he's going to want to take care of the ball. He just wants to get this game to a fourth quarter and think that his experience gets him through. And then the other big part of the reason why I play the unders, which you've got to be brave with the great players that are playing on offense, but there's some great players on defense too. I mean, let's look at the Chiefs. You've got Chris Jones and Frank Clark on that defensive line. These are star players that I feel maybe are not as respected or understood by your typical fan. And Honey Badger on the back end making plays as well. Now, when you think defensive players are going to make great plays, of course, if Chris Jones sacks Brady on his own 20 and they return it for a touchdown, then that really hurts the unders as well. But overall, if you see some favorable matchups to the defense, that of course is going to trend to lower scoring, and it's going to change the way the offense plays. And that's where it comes back to me. I don't think the offenses are going to want to take a ton of risks on every play because they don't want their QB getting hit. They don't want that risk of a turnover because we know how brutal a turnover can be in a crucial game. And the Bucs defense, and I've been onto this all year talking about how great this team is. So I think the Bucs have a better defense than they have offense, but it doesn't seem to be the general narrative of this team. The front four with Sue, JPP, and against an patchy offensive line for the Chiefs. You've got Vita Vea, who's been in and out with injury. In the middle, he's just an absolute beast in there, and he may actually benefit from the edge pressure they get against the shaky offensive line. And then the linebackers, you got White, David, Barrett, they're unreal when they just fly to the ball. There's so much speed, and that will work really well in slowing down this Chiefs offense. If anybody can, this team seems to actually be built to be able to do that. And then on top of that, I would expect to see a lot of doubling of Tyreek Hill. He's still very hard to stop. If you get the ball in his hands, he's just got this freakish speed that he still makes plays, as we saw last week. But I think that it can somewhat be negated. And then weather, there's a little bit of rain predicted. There's a little bit of wind predicted. And if there's any increase in these predictions, obviously no one knows for certain. You get an increase, I think the total drops. So that's why I like all those three players. I'll read them again. Under first half, $28.5, $1.83. Under for the match, $57, $1.83. Under second half, $28.5, $1.88. I just want to make one other point on these three best bets. I don't love to give three plays that are obviously very interrelated. If this game ends up a massive shootout, high scoring, I'll probably go 0-3. And I did take time to ponder, do I just share one? Do I just share two? But ultimately, I thought, look, not all of you guys have every bookie. Not all of you guys get the limits that you want on every bookie. And on top of that, I really think these three plays are so good that one or two or all three could move reasonably quickly after this pod comes out. So I want everyone who follows to get the best opportunity to get on a good bet or two. If you're usually a $100 per best bet kind of player, I'm just saying you don't have to back all three of these for $100. If you could only play two of the three, maybe just play first half under and second half under separately. If one half blows out, it doesn't screw you across the board. It's, you know, each half's independent, got an independent total. And if we get a super high scoring first half, it doesn't mean the second half's going to be super high scoring. But if we get a super high scoring first half, it does affect the overall total. So I like all those three players. That's my reason why I think the best way to play this game, although it may not be the most fun, that could be where the extra value is derived as well in playing the unders. Okay, so let's quickly talk about anyone who's got the Chiefs at $8.50. I have basically described why I don't see the great value in the Bucks, and I think there is that overrated nature of a lot of people, a lot of square bettors, a lot of public bettors are just going to want to ride the GOAT and get on Tom Brady and see Tom Brady at $2.50 or see that 3.5 and they're going to take the Bucks. This is my thing. You have your three choices. You ride, you hedge, or you partial hedge it basically. And for me, I think if you've got a life-changing amount of money, for sure, like some guys have sent through screenshots and they're going to win, five figures if the Chiefs get up. For sure, hedge back, and I would take the Bucks plus 3.5. And what I love about that is it's a very key number, and you have that great opportunity to middle where you can win Bucks plus 3.5 and still win the Chiefs Super Bowl bet. So that's what I'd do. Keep in mind, you also don't have to hedge the whole amount. You don't have to bet a certain amount on the Bucks that would win you the same as if the Chiefs win. You can put a bid on and guarantee a profit no matter what happens, but still cheer for the Chiefs and still prefer that the Chiefs win. And as I said, you can get that middle. On the other hand, if you kind of don't agree with my assessment of the game and you believe the Bucks are value, you have an opportunity, if you're riding Chiefs $8.50, to put a massive bet on the Bucks. You can bet the Bucks plus 3.5, and you can know, even if that massive bet loses, obviously it means you won your future. And you've got that chance for a middle as well. So personally, me, if it's not a life-changing amount of money, I say I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, I ride. I ride that $8.50. But if you are leaning towards thinking there's value with the Bucks because they're the underdog, it is a great opportunity to hedge both sides and to have that ultimate middle victory. Obviously, if it lands anywhere from a Chiefs 1, 2, or 3-point victory. So I think, as I said, $1.81 on Sportsbet is the best line I've seen for the Buccaneers plus 3.5. If that's the way you want to go, it's not my best advice, but if you're in that advantageous position, it is an opportunity to win even more money. So leave it up to each person, because it all depends on how you feel about the game, how much you've got on the Chiefs, what odds you got, and how much money that is to you. The MVP, Super Bowl MVP, look, I do think whoever wins the game, it's going to be their quarterback. Historically, if you're going to look back and say there's been lots of non-quarterbacks who've won Super Bowl MVP, I think that's tainted by the olden days stats where several positions could win it. It's a bit like looking at regular season MVP. What you really need to do is look in the modern era, and what you'll see is most recently, it's a quarterback's league, it's a quarterback's award. The way the game is played, the way that passing is so much more important than any other aspect of the game. That's why I think the quarterback's going to be the MVP, But does that mean I would play Brady or Mahomes MVP rather than head-to-head? Probably not, unless the bookie was offering an outlying or inflated price, because it's very well known. It's most likely the case. If I had to break it down, let me say Pat Mahomes probably 50-50 to win the Super Bowl MVP. Brady, I give about 35%. And then I think there's about a 15% chance where it could be anybody else. So it's not insignificant, but it is most likely going to be one of those QBs. So who else could it be? You look at these superstars in Hill and Kelsey. Problem is, of course, with guys that catch passes, any massive stats they build up, like big amounts of yards, big amounts of receiving touchdowns, are the stats that are also going to be reflected in Pat Mahomes. So like, unless Tyreek Hill does an end around and gets a backward pass or a handoff and scores a touchdown rushing, it's reflected in a touchdown scored by Mahomes as well, essentially. As for Kelsey, a little bit different, because I could foresee him getting a ton of short catches. And, if Kelsey has 10, 15 catches, the catches aren't really reflected in Mahomes' stats, just the volume of yards. So if Kelsey goes for 13 catches, 180 yards, and a couple of touchdowns, he could definitely win it. And then, of course, people are going to want longer odds and look at defensive players. And it's not out of the question, but for any defensive player to be Super Bowl MVP, they're going to have several big moments, like obviously forced turnovers. And then on top of that, their team's going to have to win and their quarterback's going to not have to not stand out. So a lot of things would have to align for any one defensive player. And that's my problem, is like a lot of things have to go their way. And which guy could it be? Like, I just named a bunch of the defensive playmakers in this game, And as I find it really impossible to predict which one it could be who has that number of plays, a la your Von Miller 5 Super Bowls ago to get Super Bowl MVP. I kind of think each of these defensive players have got like a 1% chance in that kind of proximity. So, I mean, if you're getting 100 to 1 or something, could be a bit of fun. But yeah, it's very hard to, because so many things have to happen, including just if the quarterback on the winning team has a good game, pretty simple. They usually just give it to him. Pardon me. All right, let's look at the props. And I will say, like across all the bookies, there's 500 plus props on this game. So to put that in perspective, there's 256 games in an NFL season. So if you think that every NFL game's got a line and a total, and then you think there's 500 props on this game, well, looking through and researching all 500 props is equivalent to researching who's, you know, the line and total of an entire NFL season. So that's beyond my capability. I've looked at a lot. I've got general advice for you for sure. If you're ever going to play a prop, just search around, shop around, make sure the prop that you like, you're definitely getting the best odds or the best number, because there is variance across the bookies. Obviously with player props, you want to get that best total on yardage or whatever on a player, whether you're going over, under. In general, what I try and do is think about how I think the game will be played. Like, do I think it's going to be higher scoring, or my best bets, I'm telling you, lower scoring? Do I think teams are going to try and run the ball more, or will they go for more passing? And then obviously, like, whichever way you can lean into those with your props. So if you think overs, you're going to go over on yardage, over on receptions, over on like anytime touchdown scorers, longest touchdown over. And then conversely, if you like defensively, you're going to go like play those props under, field goal markets, total sacks, punt markets. So look in the Tripod app, look in the group. Be wary of all those ones that are plus odds, like the juicy ones over $2 and that seem too good to be true. Like either team, three answered scores, unanswered scores, no. Seems like, oh yeah, no team would score three times in a row. Actually, it happens the majority of games. There's a bet you can bet like over 2.5 players to complete a pass, and you're thinking, yeah, I see trick plays all the time. It doesn't actually happen that often. Safety, yes, you're going to recall a couple of safeties in recent Super Bowl memory, but it doesn't happen in the vast majority of NFL games. Same with overtime. So don't get sucked into those ones that look like value. It's not value if the price doesn't reflect how frequently they hit. I do have a prop to share with you guys. It's actually the same prop that I gave out on the Wide World of Punting. So bear with me. I've got a little bit more to say, and then I'm going to actually play a couple of segments from Wednesday's episode. I'm going to replay you a 40-second prop from Matt O'Keefe. You should know Matt from sharing a lot of tips this season in the Tripod Punters Tips Forum group. And then I'm going to replay Nettie's prop, which is also 40 seconds. Look, no offense to Matt. I don't have a strong opinion on his prop, which is a punting-relating prop. Punter-related prop that doesn't necessarily align with me thinking the game's going under. But as for Nettie's prop, his paying $5. I really think this should be paying $3. I was just going to repeat his prop and give him credit, but repeat that for you guys. And I thought, why don't I just play the clip again? Because he describes it really well. It's his tip. And the great thing is those odds are still available. I really thought when I shared that on the Wild World of Punting on Wednesday, those odds would move. But the odds are still available, which is why I'm going to replay that here. And then I'm going to give you guys the Wild World Bet of the Week. So it's a Super Bowl bingo. I'm going to describe all the markets in it. If you haven't already heard, you'll be able to hear it coming up now. But otherwise, if you tuned in on Wednesday, you might already remember that. Plus, you've already seen me post about it in the group and in the app. But what's important for me to just emphasize with the Super Bowl bingo, it is not a five-leg same-game multi. We just need three of the five legs to not lose. So this bet loses if three of five lose. If they don't, then we win. And the other thing I want to say about this Super Bowl bingo prop I'm giving out, it's not necessarily me saying go and bet each of these five on their own. The way I constructed it was some of them I fully acknowledge are right around 50-50s, but the value we get is only needing to win three, so win just over half, and one of them is paying $1.22. So if you've got $1.22 market and four coin flips, and I laid out the maths in a model in the group as well, of basically statistically why I pretty much can prove it wins at 60% if these props are priced even close to right. And if you got something that wins at 60% paying $2.25, then that's great value to me. I think some people have been really thrown by the at least part of the equation. But as I said, it's not a typical same game multi. If we can get that $1.22 leg up, We just need to go 2 from 4 on the other 4 picks. So let me wrap it here. Thanks again for tuning in. The last part of this you'll hear is a repeat from Wide World of Punting. Enjoy the game, guys. And as always, please gamble responsibly.
Hey, guys. Best bet for Super Bowl. We're going longest punt over under 51.5 yards for Tampa Bay punter Brad Pinion. We're going under the 51.5. He's had 17 punts in his last 5 weeks. He's had 2 that have gone over this total for 52 and 53 yards. Add to that, we've got a bit of wind and rain forecast for the Super Bowl. And the fact that a high-scoring game, I don't think either team is going to want to punt a whole lot in this game. Best bet, under 51.5 punting yards, Brad Pinion. You can find this on PointsBet at $1.87. Keep your eyes out for markets on other bookies as they come out later in the week.
Ooh, Netty Given Sunday, 60 seconds or less edition. We are back. Jacob's asked me to put together a prop for the Super Bowl. I got one for you. Go into Unibet. Go under the penalties market. First penalty accepted. Let's go a false start. It's paying $5. I think the next best one out there is $2.40 something. But we're going with $5. With this penalty, there is nowhere to hide in the Super Bowl. Usually the referees let the boys play. With this one, no hiding. It's right there in front of everyone. You've also got 2 teams that are not used to playing in front of fans this season. Jitters, a couple of people playing out of position. False start seems good. There it is, 40 seconds. I'm going to go have sex. Come back. It'll still be under 60. Peace.
I'm calling it Super Bowl Bingo, and I'm coming up with 5 different events or props for the Super Bowl. But for us to cash at $2.25 odds, we just need 3. So 3 or more of these 5 to win, we win our money. So basically, listen to the 5. If you think more are going to win than lose, you might like this bet. If you don't like the sound of them, you're not going to jump on. Simple as that. The first one, first field goal made by the Chiefs. It's pretty much a 50-50. It's going to be a close Super Bowl. It's very hard to, you know, I can't say with a great degree of confidence like who's going to kick the first field goal, but I do think the Chiefs are justifiably the favorite, the better team. They're also the favorites to kick more field goals in the game, so I can't quite understand why they're priced at purely 50-50 to kick the first field goal. Bucks have a stout defense, and when you're the favorite, I also think you may actually play less risky. Therefore, I like the Chiefs. I also think they've got the better field goal kicker, top it all off. So I think first field goal will be made by the Kansas City Chiefs. Second prop is the game to be tied at any point after the first score. So obviously 0-0 is how the game starts, as you all know. That doesn't count. But any point after that, will the scores be tied again? So do we get to 3-3? Do we get 6-6, 7-7? Anything. But what I love about this tip is if you think the game should be close, it's just something we can cheer the entire game. No matter what the score is, we can always cheer for the team behind to level things up. So I think, and that alone, I think is a slight favorite. And I think that one will come through. Either team to attempt a 2-point conversion. The more touchdowns there are, the more chances there are that a team will elect to go for 2. This Super Bowl has quite a high total. I think last time I checked, it's around 56 points over under. Therefore, there's more touchdowns expected. And teams do go for 2. I think the stats are in the last 11 Super Bowls, 8 teams have gone for 2. Next one, either team to convert a 4th down. Now, this one, I believe, is our lock out of the 5. So I'm looking at this one to cash, and then we only have to go 2 and 2 on the others. So all they have to do is pick up a 1st down on 4th down. And where I think we get value in this is just the natural progression of the NFL. More and more teams go for it on 4th down. I think we know Brady is the master of the quarterback sneak. We know that Kansas City are super ballsy going for it 4th down, even when they had their backup QB in. So anytime we get super short yardage, they could even be inside their own half, teams will go for it on 4th down. When they're near midfield, I think teams are going to be reluctant to punt, so that even if it's a 4th and medium, you could see 4th down attempts. And certainly when they're in the red zone, they're going to be thinking, we need to score 7s, not 3s. Teams could be aggressive either to convert a 4th down to keep a drive alive in the red zone or on the goal line where it's a free 3 points or you go for the 7. We've seen teams got criticized last week or 2 weeks ago taking the 3 when they should have gone for 7. So I think there's several scenarios where we just need 1 4th down. Another one is a team that's behind late in the game and has no choice. Obviously isn't going to punt. They're going to be going for it. So I think we're guaranteed to have some 4th down attempts. and highly likely to have a fourth down conversion. And the last one is largest lead in the match, under 16.5 points. And what this means is no team can ever be up by 17 or more. And this might feel a bit square because it seems a bit too logical. And the truth is that teams do get out by 17 or more quite frequently. But it just ties back into the fact that I think this will be quite a close game. I feel under 16.5 points is a big lead, I think. Unless you expect either of these teams to blow out the opposition, that you probably lean towards the largest lead never exceeding two touchdowns and then some. So under 16.5 for the largest lead. So we just need any three of them to win. And obviously a 4 or 5 salute, we're home as well. I think it gives us great fun with a number of events that we can cheer on through the big event, which is the Super Bowl. You're wondering, how do we know if this is value? Well, earlier in this podcast, I talked to Jake Humphreys about whether he does any simulations, any statistical models in Excel for his tennis tips. That is exactly what I applied on Excel to check the value of this bet. So I put in my estimated probability for each of these 5 props based basically on what the current odds are. And then I ran it, you know, thousands of times. And basically this is coming out in our favor about 60% of the time. And I'm happy to explain a bit further if anyone's interested in how you can run that exercise yourself, even if you were to tweak the percentages, likelihoods of these individual props yourself. I think you'll find this definitely comes in our favor more than half the time. And that's why I like getting it at $2.25. So hopefully I've created a fun bet that gives you guys confidence that you want to get on. You can have up to $200 on that on Top Sport. It's under Gridiron Tripod Wide World Bet of the Week. And if you haven't joined Top Sport yet, you can with the promo code TRIPOD. And that will do it, guys. So